This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. I threw out a stat at the top of the show that 1% of the world's population is going to control more than half of the world's wealth by next year. That comes from the charity Oxfam. It released a report with some staggering new numbers on inequality today. Another stat is that the 80 richest people in the world will be worth the same amount as the bottom 3.5 billion. There's a lot of debate over whether inequality is a bad thing, and we're not going to settle that fight today. But say we did want to level the playing field just a little bit, what would it take? Marketplace's Noelle King reports.
Oxfam thinks inequality is a bad thing, not just for non-billionaires, but for the economy. Oxfam's Max Lawson spoke to the BBC this morning.
If you have all of this wealth concentrated in just a few hands, then it's not in the hands of consumers. So you're not seeing real wages rising. You're not seeing people going out to the shops.
But solutions aren't easy to find. Take President Obama's push to get Congress to raise taxes for the richest Americans and big financial firms. Diane Lim is the VP for Economic Research at the Nonprofit Committee for Economic Development. She says as a solution, that's a non-starter.
You know, it's going to go nowhere because politically that approach, let's just tax the rich more so that we can give more to the lower and middle classes, you know, that gets labeled redistribution, that turns into a partisan issue. It's dead on arrival with the Republicans in Congress.
Lim says we need to start with the causes of inequality. A big one, at least here at home, many Americans are stuck in low-paid jobs. Melissa Carney, who teaches economics at the University of Maryland, says more Americans need training for jobs in science and technology, but she says not everyone is going to be an engineer or a doctor.
And we have to be committed to making sure that individuals who are going to be working in retail sectors and service sectors are able to make ends meet. And that is going to require redistribution.
To redistribute or not to redistribute is another debate we're not going to settle today. But either way, thanks to the gains made by developing countries, global inequality is, by some measures, shrinking. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.